A big thanks to Hector, Burgundy, and Calvin for joining us to discuss the North Platte Cedar Room in wonderful downtown North Platte. One of the biggest advocates for downtown North Platte is joining us here in the studio, Mr. Brandon Kelleher, mayor-elect for the city of North Platte. Brandon, congratulations.
Well, thank you, Tristan. That's very kind. It's the election's over, and I won the mayor's race, and we got some great people who won the other races, and I just want to thank everyone who ran and everyone who's participated so far. It's just been an incredible experience.
How does it feel? Well, tell us, how did Wednesday morning feel knowing you're going to be the next mayor of North Platte, and how does it feel knowing that the campaign season's officially over for you?
Well, to be honest, my toe still hurts because I got up in the dark to look at my iPad or my computer and see, you know, what the final unofficial result was, and I bumped into the bathroom door. So other than that, I'm okay.
Isn't that one of the most worst kinds of pains? And there's nothing you can do to help it either.
That's
it's
right.
Just, oh, a nagging pain.
I know. But anyway, honestly, how I feel, though, is it truly is the most humbling experience, I think, in the world when you figure out that thousands of people voted for you and they put their trust in you, and it almost makes me choked up when I think about it because it's just an incredible thing.
It's an incredible thing. Yep. You had very worthy opponents in the primary, a very worthy opponent in the general election. Some great men ran for this office, but the city of North Platte ultimately decided that they felt like you were the best man for the job, and that's quite honorable because we're talking about some very successful local men who are outstanding individuals.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And lots of great people voted for me. Lots of great people voted, period. And now it's important that we come together, we figure out how to make our community move forward, and we focus on making our community move forward. We have to do that. We don't have any choice anymore. And not that it hasn't been important in the past, because it certainly has been, but in the next 4 years, I'm going to work tirelessly to make sure that we focus on growing our community.
And possibly after the 4 years, too. I know you're just thinking about this first term, Brandon, but you're definitely open to being more than just a one-term mayor like we've talked about in the past.
Yes, like I've said in the past, if I have certain things I want to get done and certain things I want to make sure we're headed in the right direction on. If I can get all those done, then I'll consider where we're at in 4 years. But if I'm not done, then I'll definitely intend to finish 4 years later.
So. Now, Brandon, we've talked about a lot of things that you want to accomplish if you're elected for mayor of North Platte. Now that you've officially been elected to serve as the next mayor of North Platte, what do you think you can accomplish in the first 90 days, so to say?
I don't know if you saw my last newsletter I sent out about a week ago, and I kind of listed out the things that I wanted to make sure I got started and got going. And I don't know that it's realistic to say we'll have them all done in the first 100 days, but it's important that we get them started. And the first one really is the clarifying of the city budget and making it more readable. And I'm not in any way suggesting anyone's done anything inappropriate. That's not my point. It's just I think it needs to be more readable, not only for the council and the mayor and the city managers and everyone involved, but also important that it's readable and available to the public. The public should be able to look on the website or request an easy copy of the budget, which you can, and understand what the revenues of the city are, where they come from, and what the expenditures are, and where that money's going. And so clarifying the readability of the budget is one of the very first things, and I'm happy to say that Mr. Kibben is already working on that, and he's been working on it for a while.
Sure.
So it's really just me coming in and saying, okay, let's make sure we finish that. And there's going to have to be some input from the council on how that looks like, and have we reached the goal of making it more readable? I hate to compare us to Kearney, but Kearney's budget is extremely readable, so my expectation is that ours ends up looking a lot like Kearney's with
sure.
the appropriate numbers in it.
Okay.
So that's one of the first things. And I think that can't reasonably be done because it'll take a good section of a budget year to tweak that
sure.
and get it just right and know that we're reporting everything correctly. But that's already started, and that's great. The second thing I want to get done is the development of the scorecard that I've talked a lot about. Almost mm-hmm. every time I've been on here, I've mentioned the scorecard. I'm going to put together a small committee as soon as I'm sworn in to work on what's going to be on the scorecard exactly. Many of the things that are on the sample scorecard will be there, but there's probably going to be some more meaningful measures and some that we can track readily. And so I want to make sure those are on there. So I'll be calling some people over the next month to say, would you be willing to be on this committee of probably 5 to 7 people who actually develop the scorecard and figure out how we're going to publish it. But it will be on the city website, and it will be readily available to the citizens.
And maybe when that's rolled out, we can get you and a couple members of the committee to come on the air and talk about it as well. And obviously, if it's posted onto the city website, we'll be sharing that here at the station as well and discussing it quite a bit. But I think that's one very important thing in the mayor's race that we really didn't hit on until we had the official debate with you and Mr. Hales. I think one very important factor of the mayor's job title is the fact of you appoint a lot of different individuals to different seats. We're talking Planning Commission, the Quality Growth Fund Board, and now this one with the scorecard that you're talking about as well. So I think that's a very important factor of the mayor's job that we don't think about very much, but is extremely important and probably going to be one of the more difficult job descriptions you'll have, Brandon.
Well, I think so. I know that I have several people I have to appoint and be reaching out to many people to see if they want to continue doing what they've been doing or if they have interest in other areas, and that's going to be what I'll be spending some of my time doing over the next month. So the other thing I want to make sure that I get started right away is something I spoke a lot about, and that's developing some more efficient processes in the city. Mm-hmm. And we're definitely get that started in the first 100 days. It definitely will not be done in the first 100 days, but we are going to get some serious processes started. And
the ball will be rolling.
The ball will be rolling, and we will be reporting regularly on how we're doing with that ball, because this is not something that's going to take 5 years to complete. We're going to get after it. We're going to get some great things done. And it's going to take a little while for everyone to understand exactly what I'm talking about here, because if you haven't been through this before, and all the people that work for me at the hospital, if they're listening, they're rolling their eyes right now because they've been through this before and they know exactly what I'm talking about. But it's really the process that we all go through maybe when we change jobs or something like that, and that's we sort of refine our finances, and we look at what we really need to do and what we really don't need to do, and just modify things to make our lives a little simpler. And that's really what I'm talking about, is as we make things efficient, we also make them simpler. And it takes some tough discussions, and honestly, there's going to be people that are going to be a little upset because we're going to do some things differently. But the goal of all this is to make our city as efficient as possible so that we can bring developers here. Mm-hmm. And we have to change this perception that North Platte's difficult to work with. Whether it's real or whether it's not real, it doesn't matter at this point. The perception exists, and yep, we have to change it. And if we don't change it, then we won't be successful as a community. So that's the driver of this. It's nothing to do with people. It has to do with getting rid of that perception, period. That's it.
Now, Brandon, as mayor-elect, obviously it's a bit of a process for you where you'll be sitting and waiting to officially be sworn in, but there is some things that you can get done, some things you can, I guess, line up to kind of get the ball rolling. But when will you officially be sworn in, and our new council, when will they all be officially sworn in?
That's on December 1st at the council meeting.
Okay.
Yep.
And have you heard from any of the current council representatives or future council representatives or any local elected officials since you officially won the election for mayor?
Oh, yes. I've had lots of calls, lots of emails, lots of Facebook messages and that sort of thing. I think I've talked to just about everyone. I was calling all the other council members yesterday, the new council members, and congratulating them. And I didn't get to one person, so I'll get to her today. And just with the incoming calls and messages, I just didn't quite get it done until late last night. So I'll call Donna today and congratulate her officially. So.
I was going to say, you kind of gave away which one that was when you said her.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that, while we're talking about the existing council and Dwight, our existing mayor, you really have to be not only proud but thankful of all the things they've done, especially here in the last couple years. And I don't mean to say they didn't do anything before that. I'm just saying that look at all the things that have been accomplished, particularly in the last year. And
yeah,
we've got some resolution on the golf course. It's unfortunately probably Dwight would love to be able to check that completely off his list, and I don't know that'll happen before he's officially done, but it will happen very shortly after, and it will be that council and Dwight Livingston that's responsible for resolving that issue for our community, and that's a great thing. So
I want to echo what you said, Brandon, but I just want to bring to the public's attention that there's been a lot that's been done since Dwight announced he was not going to seek another term in office. This was not any sitting duck or laying duck session by any means. Dwight has been extremely active, and I think that he's going to be active in the mayor's office until December 1st, and then he's still going to be a great advocate for the city of North Platte, and he's going to continue to be the great individual and advocate for the city that he's been for many, many years, dating back to long before he was ever in the mayor's office.
That's true. I spoke with him for a little bit yesterday, and I said, I'm going to be able to call you and ask you questions, right? And he said, oh, yes, of course. I'll be there whenever you need me. And that was what he said.
We'll let him keep a copy of the key to City Hall.
That's right.
Well, Brandon, we appreciate you taking some time for us this morning. It's been quite the honor to get to know you and all the candidates this election cycle. And obviously, that's going to continue. We look forward to having you on the air here continuing as you begin your role in mayor of North Platte. So appreciate you very much for taking the time for us here. here throughout the past, it's been over a year now, hasn't it?
It has been. It has been. And Tristan, I hope you don't mind, there's a couple people I need to thank here.
Absolutely.
And I just thought I should publicly do it. So first of all, there's too many people to mention who hosted my signs, who donated time and money and effort, knocked on doors, helped me prep for debates, helped pick up signs and all those things. So thank you very much to all of you. And I know that every candidate appreciates that. So if you helped a candidate, period, I guarantee you they appreciate your support and your effort. So thank you to everyone who did that. And also, I was especially touched. You know, we grew up with people, and we remain friends, but our lives change. We don't always stay friends with everybody. And one of the people I graduated from high school here in North Platte yesterday started on Facebook, a class of 1987. That's when I graduated from high school. Facebook page. And so he went out and posted on that Facebook page and said, hey, guess what? Brandon Kelleher is now the mayor-elect of North Platte. That's pretty cool. And then all these people started commenting, and it was just touching, I guess.
I can imagine.
So thank you, everybody. That was very touching for that.
I can imagine. That's very touching. And what an honor, too, to be elected as mayor of your hometown. This is the town that you grew up in, Brandon. This is the town where you graduated high school. I mean, this is home for you.
It definitely is home, yes, yes. My mother called yesterday, and she's like, so what are you doing today? And I said, well, we're running around, you know, doing all the things you do, picking up signs, doing all that stuff. She says, okay, well, my phone's ringing off the hook. Can I tell people to call you? I said, no, please, please don't ask them to call me on Friday.
They can call, but at a later date.
Yes, that's right. That's right. So,
anybody else you wanted to thank this morning, Brandon?
Well, I think that about covers it. Like I said, I could sit here for a half hour and read names.
Yeah, I was going to say, we could probably fill the day almost.
Exactly. So, but thank you, everyone. I appreciate your confidence, and I promise I'll work very hard for North Platte going forward.
Well, congratulations, Mr. Mayor-elect. Look forward to having you on the program many, many times here in the near future.
It's going to be great fun.
Oh, yeah. We'll have a lot of fun.
Hold on, everybody. We're making our town grow, and we're going to improve.
And the thing that I've loved about your campaign from an unbiased perspective that I try to maintain here at the station is I do love the slogan that you've kind of used, Brandon, and I'm looking forward to having you use that now as the official mayor with building a community that our children and our grandchildren can
want to live in.
Exactly. I love it. I love it. Yeah. Might want to think about putting that in City Hall.
Yes. And you know, I have some great marketing help, and I don't remember who came up with that. I think it was kind of a committee vote, but that it's been a great phrase, and that's what we've held to. And I will continue to hold to that for the time I'm the mayor of North Platte, whether it's 4 years or 8 years or whatever it is.
It's not a campaign slogan now. It's an official political slogan.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Brandon, congratulations again, and thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning after a quick check of news.